screen? Just a minute. Okay. Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, great. Let's get started then.
This meeting feels never ending. Why does the boss always insist on holding the quarterly meetings right before the end of the workday? No one is focused. Everyone just wants to clock out. I'll probably be sifting through emails from the team for days now to clarify everything because nobody is really paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Reese, what are your thoughts on the new green initiative?
We've been trying to push forward with the three big green energy supplies, as most of you know. No one's biting so far. My suggestions were in the spreadsheet. Did you have the chance to review?
What else is on the agenda? We have just a few minutes left. Let's move on to discussing marketing budgets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, my brain is fried. Okay. Only a few more minutes, and then I'm done for the weekend. I lean back in my chair a little and stretch, rolling my shoulders back a little and trying to sit upright. The sight of you standing in the doorway catches me off guard a little. I wave at you and gesture, off screen, to let you know I'm still in a call. You're wearing that red lace robe I love so much, and I have to guard my expression as you open it to reveal the lingerie underneath. My mic is muted, and no one can see you, but they can see me. I'm still on a call, baby. It should be done soon, though.
I know. I just missed you.
There's a sweet but mischievous grin on your face, and you come closer, making sure to stay behind the desk, out of sight from the camera.
But it's so lonely downstairs. You don't want me to be lonely, do you, sir?
Ah, God. You're so sexy when you say those words and look at me with those needy eyes. My cock twitches a little as you let the robe fall a little more, revealing your gorgeous breasts. I can see your nipples through the lace fabric of the lingerie, and I stiffen a little in my seat. I'm still on camera for this meeting and could be called to speak at any time. You know the rules, princess. I'm working. You'll have to wait.
What if I don't want to play by the rules today? There's not much you can do about that in your meeting.
You let your robe fall to the ground completely, and I have to try not to let my jaw drop. Fuck. You look incredible.
Did you get that?
Yeah, that's great. Sounds good, thanks. Yep.
Great. Okay, that's going to be pillar one.
I turn my attention back to you and try to keep a straight face as you step closer. You're hovering just above my laptop now, and my eyes keep flickering from you to the screen in front of me. You're playing with fire, princess. Be good for me until my meeting is over.
Or what? You'll punish me? You can't do anything about it right now, which means I can do whatever I want.
Oh, I love that bratty tone in your voice. I feel the heat flaring up in my chest and the need for control, the desire to put you in your place. You sink down onto your knees and crawl under my desk. I feel your hands on my legs, parting them a little so you can settle between them. You will be punished once I'm done. I hope you know that.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.